This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Kochia continues to be a troublesome weed across South Dakota, especially with confirmed resistance to multiple herbicides, glyphosate, ALS inhibitors, and saflufenacil from Group 14. There's also growing concern about potential resistance to Group 4 herbicides like dicamba. SDSU Extension Weed Management Specialist Eric Jones says proactive scouting and timely action are essential.
After we spray, we need to go out and check fields, make sure there's no surviving isolated areas of kochia plants. If there are, always suspect the worst, even though it could have been a sprayer skip or residue covering it. I really urge everyone to suspect that they could be resistant and go out there. And if it's a small patch, you know, hand weed it. If you have to retreat it, do it with a different effective herbicide.
Jones recommends tank mixing herbicides with different modes of action rather than relying on a single product. Options that may still be effective include glufosinate, also known as Liberty, which is a Group 10 herbicide, atrazine from Group 5, and Group 27 HPPD inhibitors. Crop rotation can also help reduce kochia pressure year over year. Jones emphasizes that kochia control requires a community-wide effort since mature plants can tumble across fields spreading resistance.
Just for the sake that hopefully it doesn't spread within your farm, but there's also the possibility that it can spread from your farm to the neighbors throughout the whole county.
Learn more at extension.sdstate.edu.